Dave Ramsey, the financial guru who plays it on the conservative side of finances, in this video gives his professional advice on the current housing market and what moves we should make today. Check it out.
The thing that's happening with real estate is interest rates have gone way up. They're on bumping up
almost
close to 7% now on a 30-year fixed, up from the threes. And, you know, 7% in the scope of a life as long as mine is very low. I remember lots of years selling real estate, 11, 12%, 10%, 9%. Lots of years I was on the radio, it was 10%. When I started the show, it was 10%. And so then it came down to 6, and we thought we were in nirvana. But then when it goes to 3 and it goes up to 7, see, 7's not good as compared to 3, but it's really good compared to 12. So it's an emotional thing. So
most homebuyers don't understand the real estate history. When I was growing up, 12% was considered the norm, so 7% is not that bad. Let's hear what Dave has to say about wealth.
What's happening is these people that bought are going to become inordinately more wealthy over the next 3 years than people who rented, because rents are also going through the roof. And so rents are sucking the disposable income out of the renter's budget, where when you buy, because guess what happens to rents? Every year they go up just about. Almost every single year, rents go up. When you buy a house at 6% or 7%, it doesn't go up. You're locking in one of your largest expenses, and the value of the property is going up because it's not crashing, unless you're in one of those areas we mentioned, right? It's not crashing. Overall, we don't have a 2008 situation, and you're going to become wealth inequality based on home ownership is going to be more and more of a thing.
So Dave is right. Home ownership builds true wealth. We're seeing a lot of renters out there right now paying rents that are sometimes even equal to or higher than mortgage rates that are being paid.
So what all that is to say is, if you haven't bought a house and you're thinking about buying a house and you're sitting on the sidelines waiting on interest rates to come down, they're not going to come down in any minute. And waiting on house prices to come down, they're not going to come down. They're going to go up. You need to go buy a freaking house right now. It's a great time to buy a house because there's not a line of people around the block trying to buy that house right this second.
Hearing Dave Ramsey, someone I highly respect, say that this is a freaking good time to buy a house reiterates what a lot of us in the real estate industry have been saying. Now is a good time. Lower competition, lower prices, refinance your interest rate when it goes down. This is the time to buy.